Bernard Sisters. Mr. Wilder's ministry was finally undertaken by the United Free Church Mission, and for this purpose, the mission has built a building named John Small Memorial Hall. There were two missionary societies in Pune, namely United Church of Scotland and Church of Scotland Chanana Mission. But the people of both the missions had a common worship place, and there was a good coordination between these two missions. In the beginning, there was only a small church at Sajpur Street, but now a big church is built in today's Nanapet, near Quarter Gate. Later, the two missions as well as few other congregational churches were also joined to this. As I have mentioned above, my ministry was mainly connected with Chanana Mission. The leadership was in the hands of Miss Ileana Bernard. Since 1878, it is now 42 years, I have been working with this mission. Of this, few initial years I worked in schools, and later as an evangelist. Miss Bernard was from a reputed family. Her uncle, mother's brother, had been a Viceroy and Governor General of India. And while this madam she was in Pune, her brother Sir Charles Bernard had become the Lieutenant Governor of Myanmar, Burma. This helped her wield much influence in the government offices. Miss Bernard used to visit educated Hindu women and teach them English and also preach Christ. Similarly, her younger sister Emily Bernard also started schools for girls all over the city. Of these, two or three may have been started around the year 1860. At that time there were many schools for boys, but none for girls. These schools are still functioning, and some families have taken education from these schools for the last four generations. Almost all the girls attending these schools are Hindus. In these schools, Bible reading and prayer are regularly done. She also started an orphanage for Christian girls, where St. Andrew's School is now established. There was a school at Pamburda, and Mr. Kroshnaravu Ujgare was working as a headmaster there. I was sent there as a teacher after my baptism. Kroshnaravu was an able teacher, and he guided me very well in this field. His three children are very intelligent and enthusiastic. Dr. Lettice Bernard is an MD and is Miss Bernard's third sister. She came to India in 1885-86. She started an hospital at Nihalpet in Pune for women and children. Later, she built the present Margaret Hospital in 1890-91. At that time, there were no lady doctors in Pune, and women did not like to go to government hospitals to be checked by male doctors. Dr. Bernard, who initiated this hospital, was very wise. Till today, people of Pune are benefiting from this hospital. All these three sisters retired and went back to their respected country in 1913. Dr. C. Rose came to work in place of Dr. Bernard. Dr. R. R. Rankin also came to assist her. The two have a very loving and affectionate nature. They are highly respected by all Hindu, Muslim, Parsi and Christian communities. The gospel is also proclaimed regularly in these hospitals, and daily prayers are conducted for the inpatients. These schools and hospitals have played an important role in the Christian mission.